know Peter Hogan and Ian Kenny are very close to being back. Probably won't be ready in time. Having said that, give them enough time, they might be able to tug out. But they're just back from injury, so they won't be considered from the start. Everyone else is getting a bit of game time into them. You know, we had a lot of guys that missed most of the league, like Sataig, Conor Prunty, Stephen Bennett and that. They're back doing a bit and trying to get a bit of match practice and stuff into them. So on the injury front, we're doing well. We're happy. We're in a good place. It won't be an excuse after a match. You know, I think this time last year we were probably in a lot worse position than we are now. So thankfully we're in a decent position with injuries and that.
What issues do Peter Hogan and Ian Kenny have, Peter?
They've just come back from injuries. Peter's groin. He pulled it there a couple of weeks ago in A versus B game. Ian's then is a little bit more technical. There's a hamstring slash touch of tendon and the back of the hamstring. So he's nearly back now as well.
How is Tadhg Na Bhforca? Will he be ready for the Cork game?
Hopefully now, yeah. He's got a bit of game time. You know, bits and pieces. Like, you know, he's not ready yet for 70 minutes. He hasn't got 70 minutes into him yet, or at and near it, so it's bringing him back bit by bit, and we'll make a call on that closer to game. But he's looking good, and so is Connor, and so is Stephen. But again, they have the same issues, like as regards match fitness and games and stuff. But we're happy with where they are and where the work they've done to get where they are now.
Yeah, how is Stephen since he limped off of that hamstring injury against Clare, Peter?
Look, he's worked hard, there's no doubt about it. He's ahead of schedule, they all are, you know, and that's testament to the hard work that they've done, and it's testament to our medical team, Michael Sullivan and his assistants and that, you know, they've put a lot of time into it, and the players themselves have worked hard, and all of them are ahead of schedule. They shouldn't really be ready for the first round, but I think they nearly all are. Obviously, you know, they haven't a whole lot of game time in them, but you know, they've worked hard and deserve to be where they are, and we'll see where they go from there, where we go from here.